This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by the Taylor and Soaps Gift Shop and Tea Room of Mount Olive.
There's been a lot of changes in farming over the years, but at Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our commitment to farming and its way of life has never changed. Our products and services are a good fit because we understand the importance you place on your family and your farming operation. If it's the security of a long-term fixed-rate real estate loan, the flexibility of a one-year product, or one of our operating lines of credit, Farm Credit provides the products you want with the service you deserve. As a farmer-owned financial cooperative, Farm Credit has been serving farmers for generations. Whether we're in an office or on the farm, our commitment is the same. Dependable, constructive products and services designed for the way you farm. When you're looking for a lender that cares as much about you as you do your farm, look for Farm Credit of Illinois. You can find us online at fcsillinois.com or at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financial needs.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the right equipment to do the job and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
Hey, it's the Chicks from Taylor and Soaps.
Brightonistas, here's what you've been asking for. Ears to You is back. Starting April 26th, with a single-day purchase of Brighton bracelet and necklace, receive any pair of earrings of your choice absolutely free. While you're here, check out our generous selection of spring handbags crafted by Brighton. Have you purchased your new spring handbag yet?
Taylor and Soaps Tea Room and Gifts, located in Mount Olive, the place to shop for the women in your life.
11 minutes after 6, first of all, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat now trading at 7.01, down 10 and a quarter. July wheat trading at 7.10 and a quarter, down 10 and three quarter. May corn trading at 6.84 and a half, down 15. July corn 6.46, down 15 and a quarter. May soybeans trading at 14.59, up 4. July beans trading at 13.85, down 2 and a quarter. On the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, May wheat ended at 7.11 and a quarter, down 7 and 1 half. July wheat ended at 7.21, down 7 and 1 half. September wheat ended at 7.30 and a half, down 7 and 1 half. May corn on Friday ended at 6.99 and a half, up 2. July corn ended at 6.61 and a quarter, down 3 quarter. September corn ended at 5.79 and a quarter, down 4 and a half. May soybeans on Friday ended at 14.55, up 14. July beans ended at 13.87 and a quarter, up 15. August beans ended at 13.35 and a quarter, up 17. May soybean meal on Friday ended at 4.17.80, down 8. July meal, 406.50, up 3, and August meal, 387.20, up 37. May soybean oil on Friday ended at 49.16, up 74. July oil ended at 49.27, up 78. August oil ended at 49.01, up 7. May oats on Friday ended at 421 and a half, up 5 and a quarter. July oats, 388, up 1 and 3 quarter. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Friday afternoon, with corn and soybeans higher and wheat ending lower. Corn and soybean values were both supported by a strong cash market and firm basis levels. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly a penny lower at 683 to 694. Soybean bids were up 12 to 14 cents at 1435 to 1448. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 3 cents lower at 682 to 695, and soybeans were mostly 13 to 15 higher at 1457 to 1477. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids ended mixed in a range of 675 to 701. Soybeans gained 11 to 13 cents at 1454 to 1472, while wheat bids dropped 8 cents at 701 to 724. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were up 5 to 15 cents at 1492 to 1512. Basis ended steady to a dime lower, range from 105 to 125 over July. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis ended 80 cents lower for the day in a range of 432.80 to 447.80. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 1 cent at 701 to 711, with basis steady, range from 40 to 50 over July. And the Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators, they quoted their producer corn bids mixed in a range of 704 to 706, with basis at 43 to 45 over July. Soybeans ended 15 to 16 cents stronger at 1472 to 1479, with basis ranging from 85 to 92 over July. And the new crop wheat bids down 8 to 9 cents at 711 to 715, with basis steady to a penny lower, ranging from 10 to 6 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids steady to a penny lower at 680 to 681. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 15 cents, with quotations at 1486 to 1487. Soft red winter wheat down 7 cents on Friday to range from 734 to 735, and the Milo ended a penny lower at 640 to 641. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn bids from country elevators to producers range from 516 up to 532, with new crop soybean bids ranging from 1183 to 1191. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from a low of 519 up to 536, new crop soybean bids 1190 to 1204, and in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 520 up to 539, new crop soybean bids 1191 to 1205, and the new crop wheat bids in southern Illinois for July delivery, those bids range from a low of 690 up to 719. That concludes our grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade from Friday, May hogs ended the week at 91.40, up a dime. June hogs 92.17, down 65. July hogs 92.30, down 72. June cattle on Friday 121.82, down $1.82. August cattle 121.97, down $1.90. October cattle 125.30, down 170. May feeder cattle on Friday end of the week at 138.77, down 182. August feeders 147.50, down 215. September feeders ended at 149.35, down $1.90. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture bringing you the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis traded $1.27 higher. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of $82.43 up to $93, with a weighted average carcass price of $85.47. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady to a dollar higher, with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were bringing 40 to 43. The 4 to 5 weight sows were bringing 42 to 46, and the 5 to 550 weights 45 to 48, with the 550 and ups bringing 47 to 51. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points traded a dollar higher with moderate demand and offerings and ranging in price from $58 to $60. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 18,255 head. And in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were trading at 126 and on a dress basis 206 to 207. Heifers on a live basis were trading at 129, and on a dress basis, 206 to 207. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading on retail and processing cuts was was established with 278 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $87.18, which was 32 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $201.68, and that was $1.10 higher, with select carcasses at $190.13, and that was 51 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 118,000. That compared to 117,000 last week and 124,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 402,000, which compared to 413,000 last week and 400,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, 165, down 3.5; for block cheese, 191, up 0.5; and for barrel cheese, 173, up 3. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Friday, 1870. And here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for May, 692; for June, 680. Corn delivered to Scottville for May, 684, and for June, 678. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for May, 1459, for June, 1420, and wheat delivered to Scottville, 705. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, 692; corn at Scottville, 684; beans to Greenfield or Scottville, 1459; and wheat at Scottville, 705. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show. At this time, color radar does show scattered light showers around our mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
You only get one chance to leave your mark on the land you love. Your farm is your life. The choices you make, the seed you plant, will all affect the legacy you pass down to future generations. So choose a brand with a legacy all their own: FS High Soy. The first proprietary soybean brand, High Soy, has been a part of the land for nearly 50 years, so no one knows the territory better. So grow proud and pass it on. Talk to your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company, powered by Green Plan Solutions. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Cloudy skies with scattered showers across mid-Illinois. High temperatures in the upper 60s with light northeast winds. Becoming partly cloudy tonight. Low temperatures in the low 50s. For tomorrow, Tuesday, partly cloudy but a slight chance of a shower. High temperatures in the mid-70s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday: partly cloudy with a chance of showers Thursday and Friday. Low temperatures in the mid-50s, highs in the upper 60s. Right now, light north winds. The barometric pressure is steady. We have cloudy skies, 53 degrees on this Monday morning. Over the weekend, since early Saturday morning, here at the Weather Center, a half inch of rain. The Lang family of Caulfield has recorded 3 inches of rain since Friday. Once again, 53 degrees at the Weather Center. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Lesson for high school baseball and softball action on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Brought to you by West End Food Mart and Home Oil Company in Raymond, Sarco Hydraulics in Litchfield, Nokomis Tire and Auto Repair, Wendy's on the west side of Litchfield, and by Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop in Nokomis. And for the broadcast and online broadcast schedules and podcast of all of our games, go to our website, WSMIRadio.com.
And part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you on this Monday by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield and by Quality Engine and Machine Shop in Litchfield. In our news this morning, here's an update of the area livestock markets. First, we join Bob Reese of the Department of Agriculture for a report from the Greenville Livestock Market.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Greenville Livestock Auction report from May 1st. They had receipts of 786 head compared to last week's slaughter steers and heifers, traded steady to a dollar lower. Slaughter Holstein steers traded a dollar lower, and slaughter cows traded steady to a dollar higher. Slaughter bulls traded a dollar to $2 higher, and feeder cattle were mostly $4 to $6 higher. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, They were 123.50 to 127. Choice Slaughter Holstein steers, 112 to 117. Choice Slaughter heifers, 123.50 to 127.50. And moving on to the slaughter cows, they had some premiums, 92.50 to $100. Breakers were 90.50. Boners were 80 to $85. Leans were 72 to 76. And then moving on to feeder cattle, starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones, 4 to 5 weights, 157 to 171, 5 to 6 weights, 147 to 153, 6 to 7 weights, 126 to 141, and then on to the feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 to 5 weights, we're bringing 140.50 up to 146, 5 to 6 weights, 135 to 143.50, the 6 to 7 weights, 115 to 125. They had some feeder bulls, large ones, 4 to 5 weights, bringing 145 to 154. The 5 to 6 weights, 129 to 147. And the 6 to 7 weights, 111 to 125. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Now an update from the United Producers Market in Shelbyville.
Receipts for the auction on Tuesday totaled 585 head, and compared to last week, the slaughter steers and heifers traded $1 to $2 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers traded 50 cents higher. There was no market comparison on slaughter cows, slaughter bulls, and the feeder cattle, as they were not reported last week. The choice slaughter steers sold at 124 up to 130, with some low dressing at 120 to 123. Select and choice slaughter steers sold at 118 up to 123, with select steers at 105.75 up to 115. Choice slaughter Holstein steers at 113 to 117. Select and choice Holstein steers at 103 to 112.50, with some select Holstein steers selling at 95 to 102. Choice slaughter heifers, choice 2s and 3s sold at 123 up to 126, some choice 3 and 4 slaughter heifers at 120 to 122, and some select and choice slaughter heifers selling at 118 to 123, with just the select heifers at 110. Slaughter cows, premium type average dressing sold at 95 up to 104.50. Breaking cows average dressing at 91 to 94.50. Boning cows average dressing sold at 80.50 to 86. High dressing boners at 87.50 to 90.50, with low dressing boning cows selling at $73 to $79. Lean cows average dressing sold at 71 to 77. High dressing at 78 to 82. And low dressing lean cows $60 to $70. Yield grade 1 slaughter bulls under 1,500 pounds, average dressing sold at 90, high dressing at 106, low dressing at 85, and the yield grade 1 slaughter bulls over 1,500 pounds, those average dressing bulls sold at $90 to $100.50. In the feeder cattle, feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 weight sold at 143 up to 155, at some 5 weight heifers selling at 121. To 133, and the feeder bulls, medium and large ones, 5 weight sold at 125 up to 157, 6 weight feeder bulls 115 to 121, and the 7 weight feeder bulls at 119 up to 121. That concludes our recap of the United Producers Auction in Shelbyville. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And right now we'll update the regional hog markets. We join University of Missouri livestock economist Dr. Ron Plain.
It was a very good week for the hog markets. We're looking at prices $3 to $4 per hundredweight higher for hogs directly delivered to the plants on a carcass weight basis, prices mostly in the lower 80s. Terminal market prices on a live weight basis in the upper 50s. Futures market steady to a dollar higher also, so that's encouraging news. Bit of concern, though, cutout value didn't really change much this week, so we tightened up packer margins. We're probably going to need some higher pork values and better cutout next week to continue this rally in hog prices. Hog slaughter for the week coming in up from a year ago. Sow slaughter also continues to run a bit higher than a year ago. And the average live weight of bears and gilts in Iowa, Minnesota last week, 278 pounds even. That's up 1.9 pounds compared to a year ago. And if the weather stays cool this summer, we're likely to see those weights remain above year-ago levels.
And that was University of Missouri livestock economist Dr. Ron Plain. The Illinois Agronomy Handbook is now available online. Todd Gleason has more.
The University of Illinois Agronomy Handbook is up and available online. The web address is extension.cropsci.illinois.edu/handbook. For decades, the Agronomy Handbook has been a major source of agronomic information in the state and throughout the Corn Belt. It was first produced in the 1970s and has been updated 24 times. Extension agronomist Emerson Nafziger says the paperback copy of the 24th edition has enjoyed good sales and is in wide use. And now that the investment in the paperback copy has been recouped, Extension has moved it online. Again, the address is extension.cropsci.illinois.edu/handbook. While chapters of the Illinois Agronomy Handbook can be viewed and downloaded from the website, Nafziger says given the continued push of broadband internet access into rural areas, the 24th edition of the handbook may be the very last copy and may be the last fully updated edition. That's because the online version allows individual chapters to be revised quickly as needed. The web version of the Illinois Agronomy Handbook will also allow calculators, audio, video, and many other multimedia formats to enhance its usability. Again, the Illinois Agronomy Handbook is online and free to use. The address is extension.illinois.edu, that stands for education, /handbook. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
A few other notes in the news on this Monday morning. The law mandates all milk sold in grocery stores and distributed across state lines be pasteurized, but a small number of farmers produce raw, unpasteurized milk. Several dozen gathered in Bloomington last Wednesday to speak up as the Illinois Department of Public Health considers rules to regulate the sale of raw milk that have drawn anger and concern from small farmers who say it would jeopardize their livelihood, and consumers who say raw milk is healthier and tastier than store-bought milk. Farmers are starting to investigate the use of drones for a decidedly non-military purpose, monitoring crops and spraying pesticides. Universities are working with agricultural groups to experiment with different types of unmanned aircraft, outfitted with sensors and other technologies to measure and protect crop health. Finally, in the news this morning, a comprehensive scientific report on honeybee health has been released by the USDA and the Environmental Protection Agency. According to the report, there are multiple factors playing a role in honeybee colony declines. These factors include parasites and disease, genetics, poor nutrition, and pesticide exposure. Agriculture Deputy Secretary Kathleen Merrigan notes there is an important link between the health of American agriculture and the health of honeybees for the country's long-term agricultural productivity. She says the USDA, the department's research partners, and key stakeholders will be engaged in addressing this complex challenge. The EPA Acting Administrator Bob Pericicipi says the report released Thursday is a product of unprecedented collaboration. He says the collaborators must continue to work in concert. Pericicipi says the report makes it clear that significant progress has been made, but there is much work to be done to protect the honeybee population. An estimated one-third of all food and beverages are made possible by pollination, mainly by honeybees. Pollination contributes to crop production worth $20 to $30 billion in agricultural production each year in the United States. And once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat now trading at 7.01, down 10 and a quarter. July wheat trading at 7.10 and three quarter, down a dime now. May corn now trading at 6.82 and a quarter, down 17 and a quarter. July corn trading at 6.45 and a half, down 15 and three quarter. May soybeans trading at 14.60, up a nickel. And July beans trading at 13.86 and a quarter, down a penny. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield and by Quality Engine and Machine Shop of Litchfield.